How did your own diagnosis of diabetes come about?
Well, again, obviously, the precise details of this are a bit vague. But in early 1939, I suppose it must have been in the summer of 1939, I'm not sure, I got whooping cough. And I was clearly pretty bad. Even now I can remember the episodes of coughing. I suspect that I collapsed a segment of lung at least. And certainly I can remember being very unwell for quite a long time. When I got better, my parents had obviously been tired like nobody's business by my coughing and the worry they had had. And so I went to stay with my maternal grandparents, who lived in Portsmouth. And my parents went off to have, I think, a sort of week or fortnight's holiday. I suspect a very well-deserved week or fortnight's holiday. I can remember while I was staying with Grandpa and Gran, I can remember being extremely thirsty. And I can remember my grandfather, who tended to be a bit of a worrier at the best of times, I can remember him being very, very worried about this, and being extremely glad when my parents arrived to take me back home. They took me back home, and my memory is of them exclaiming how much weight I'd lost in the week or 10 days they'd been away. I can also remember feeling absolutely frightful. Really, just it was sort of, I don't think I ever verbalised exactly what I felt, but I can just remember feeling awful. And why it was, I don't know, but I don't think that my dad could have clicked as to what was happening, because he and my mother took me away again.